The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. In promoting vocations to religious life, we often focus on the fact that God calls and then waits for our response. The gospel that our sisters have chosen for this Mass, for this Jubilee, fleshed this out a little bit more clearly. Because God doesn't just call us, He chooses us. He didn't just call Sister Jovita, Sister Marie Rose, Sister Maria Goretti, Sister Leona Marie, and Sister Elise. He didn't just call them. He chose them. He wanted them for himself. And they have been his bride for 50, 60, 70, and 75 years. And he's chosen the rest of you sisters as well. We find that Jesus has chosen you for joy. I told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete, meaning that there is no one more out of place in a religious community than a grumpy nun. He chose you for joy. However hard the path you might be on at the moment, make it a path of joy. Because the path of Christ is a path of joy. It leads beyond whatever Calvary we face to victory. Many of you are dealing with the inescapable reality of old age and infirmity. Well, don't just shoulder that cross bravely. Embrace it with love, with joy, with a smile on your face. And quickly you'll discover that Jesus is right there, bearing all of that cross, except a tiny sliver of it, with you. Jesus has also chosen you for love. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I love you. And how has God loved us? Well, completely, totally, to the death. As Benedictine sisters, your motto may well be, and it is, ora et labora. But what gives life to your ora, to your prayer, is the love with which you invest in the Lord, the love with which you pray. And what gives meaning to your labora, to your labor, your work, is the love with which you do your work, especially when it involves serving others. He's also chosen you to be his friend and partner. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I've called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. You know, the Hebrew word for believer is the same word used for slave, Evid. Okay. The Exodus didn't really set the Hebrews free from slavery in our sense of the term. Rather, it was more like a transfer of ownership from a bad owner to a good one, from Pharaoh to God, from an evil master to the best master imaginable. But Jesus offers us something far greater than that. He offers us friendship. He offers us an intimacy with God that was not available to even the greatest figures in the Old Testament. And he offers us partnership with him in building the kingdom of God. We are not just slaves involved in construction. We are partners in the project. He's opened his heart to you. I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. And you have responded by accepting partnership with Jesus and accepting in this Benedictine community your role in his great work of salvation. Jesus chose you to go and bear fruit that will remain. And this you have done, producing fruit, active fruit in your more active years that will stand the test of time. And now a different fruit in some of your lives in these more contemplative years that will stand the test of eternity. And Jesus has chosen you to be his bride, so closely united to him that he promises that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Prayer in Jesus' name is not merely saying the word Jesus as part of the prayer. Prayer in Jesus' name is prayer with our mind conformed to the mind of Jesus, to which you as his bride have privileged access. The Benedictine vocation is to take everything to prayer and then accept whatever answer God gives you because of your confidence in his perfect wisdom and your confidence in his love regarding what is best, even when that best seems awful difficult. And the deeper your love for God grows, the easier it becomes to place full confidence in his will for you, his will for your community, his will for the church, his will for the world. Sister Jovita, Marie Rose, Maria Goretti, Leona Marie, and Elise, God has truly chosen you, and you have been his faithful bride for 5, 6, 7 decades and counting. May your lives be filled with joy and love. May you grow ever closer to your divine friend and partner. May the fruit you have produced in this life endure. And when the day comes, may the Lord give you the full reward of your goodness and faithfulness. And remember, no grumpy sisters.